What's up, what's up, what's up, everybody? First off, I want to say thank you so much for being able to spend time with me today. I know there's plenty of places that you could have been, but you decided to be here. And that means a lot to me. So hopefully we can cover some good stuff today. Topic I want to cover today is being a newbie. Being a newbie, it's a lot of fun. First off, I'll totally skip this. Little organizational notes. I've been spending some time with some mentors and advisors on my end, learning from not only the blockchain community, but also business strategy, marketing, and a little bit on the technical side, understanding coding, a little bit of data management and cloud management and stuff like that. So I've been spending a lot of time with them, and it's been a lot of fun, but I got some good insight from them, and I decided to wipe the channel just because where I'm at now is not where I was before. You know, if that makes sense. Not to say that the other episodes were bad or anything like that. Not to say that they didn't have quality content. But I think that where I'm at now in the mindset and the direction, some of the association that I've had the privilege of attaining and thankfully maintaining is that I have a lot more value to add, a lot more value to give, a lot more to learn as well. I've been learning lately that I really don't know a lot, thankfully. It's good, and that's what leads us to the topic of the day. I really want to talk about being a newbie, because for me personally, that's what I've been learning that on a pretty serious note as of late. And this is something that I really wish I could have told, like, my 15-year-old self this. Like, I really wish I could have told him that, you know, be a newbie. Be new. Stop acting like you know what's going on just because you solved one problem in a similar direction or in a similar fashion in the past. Things are not as they seem. You know, it's not cut and dry. Life is not like it's history doesn't repeat itself, but it does have a tendency to rhyme. So obviously, take the previous lessons you've learned and apply them in a similar fashion, but not the exact same direction. You know, embrace being new, understand what a mentor is, get in there and really dial down and just embrace the knowledge behind it and just be like, well, you know, I don't know. Because if I've learned anything, there's no such thing as dumb questions. There's just dumb people, and that's because they don't ask any questions. So I wish I could have told that to me when I was younger, that, you know, be new. Embrace being a newbie, because you have nowhere to go but up. You can just learn and learn and learn and learn. And even if you learn other styles too. For me, when I was tutoring for a while through college, I had to learn different styles of teaching because I was tutoring and teaching depends on, well, let's just stick with tutoring. I wasn't a teacher. I was a tutor. But I would tutor HSC and ESL students. So they didn't really have a strong grasp on English. So it was a learning experience for me as well, because, you know, I had to learn Spanish, a little bit of like Portuguese here and there to understand some math theory and stuff like that, like slope and all that, but it was more applicable than conversational. But it was a learning experience for me too, because being a new tutor, and not only a new tutor, but I didn't speak Spanish. You know, I spoke Spanish in high school, but and in the military a little bit, but I didn't speak it at home or anything like that. I just spoke it with friends, you know, like just casually or conversation, or like my friend's parents or whatever, I would speak in Spanish. But a lot of the times it was a challenge for me, and it was cool. And, you know, I'm so thankful for the students that I had back then for being so patient with me, because it was a learning experience for me personally as well. But just being a newbie, I wish I would have learned that earlier, you know, instead of thinking that, oh, you know, I got this. I've done this before. You know, some things could be done in similar fashion, like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Obviously, is going to be kind of, you know, it's going to be the same thing over and over. You know, it's bread, peanut butter, and jelly. But, you know, take creative thinking and just be like, well, that's bread, jelly, and peanut butter. Well, that's not really a good example, but it does apply the concept. Just be a newbie. Embrace being new. Because your mind is a tool. It's kind of like Eckhart Tolle says. And The Power of Why, your mind is a tool, yourself is who you are. Once you learn how to utilize your mind as a tool or an instrument, and you sharpen that, that's when you can become effective. That's when you can truly embrace that oneness, embrace being, because then you see that, you know, I have this skill and this skill needs to grow. Simple as that. You know, you learn that, oh, well, let's say I need to work on cars. Well, yourself wants to learn how to work on cars because you have a car and you obviously want to maintain it yourself, but you have to sharpen your mind and understand the actual mechanical theory behind whatever you're working on that car, obviously. That's just, you know, it's one little example, but it does cover the concept to understand that you know, you are new. Your mind is an instrument. It is a tool. Once you spend time actually sharpening it, that's when you can truly be effective. So that's mainly what I wanted to cover today. Is make sure, you know, if you get into a new process, like me getting into the blockchain community, I'm still a newbie. I haven't been in this stuff, you know. I've been involved in the blockchain community in the Northern Nevada area for just under a year. So I'm still super new learning about blockchain and cryptocurrencies and market structure and price action and stuff like that. I would still say I'm wet behind the ears, you know, greenhorn and all that fun stuff. But it's a lot of fun for me personally knowing that I don't know anything, because when I link up with somebody who I consider an advisor, a mentor, I get to learn from them. I get to learn so much from them because I, you know, every time I meet them, I wipe the slate clean, except for, you know, the basics. Obviously, you want to understand the tech or the way to communicate some of the stuff in that environment, but the strategies and all that, you wipe it clean, you know. Last thing you want to do is alienate your mentor and say, oh, I know what this is. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Because then they're just, it's like, why even spend the time? There's somebody else who's really wanting to learn this skill, learn this trade, and help others and create, whether it be a niche or an opportunity for others to really be effective and add value to their community. So I wanted to say thank you so much to you for being able to spend time with me today. Really means a lot. I know you probably had plenty of stuff going on today, but you decided to spend time here. That means a lot to me. So I want to say thank you so much and have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.